Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for hog futures to open under pressure today thanks to long liquidation and lower carcass value. On the other hand, the cattle complex should open on a mixed basis thanks to residual buying and long liquidation. Now, although trade volume was limited yesterday, lower steer and heifer prices probably set the market for the balance of the week around $117, $118 in our part of the country. Unsold cattle pricing around $120. Now, look for trade volume to increase today or tomorrow, and the live and feeder futures seem set to open on a mixed basis. The cash hog trade seems ready to open with bids anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar higher. Saturday slaughter plans are expected to be totally close to 63,000 head. Lean hogs are staged to open lower, checked by short covering and struggling product demand. Moving to the grains, crops closed lower for the second day with double-digit declines in soybeans and wheat. As the latest forecast lack threatening weather for most crops, the selling occurred despite USDA late Monday showing a larger-than-expected decline in the condition of soybeans and more declines in the corn and the spring wheat. For the second consecutive day, funds sold corn, wheat, and soy with they entered the week net long corn and hard red winter wheat and net short the soybeans and soft red winter wheat. The three wheat markets were lower again. Reports say Crop Tour was finding decent yield potential in some spring wheat fields appeared to be the catalyst for the selling. Forecasts have rain in the northern plains this week, which may improve the maturing crop, but it will not make up for fewer acres and the drought damage early in the growing season. Winter wheat harvest is winding down in key states. Corn closed quite a bit lower with September and December now under key moving averages. USDA on Monday lowered the crop rating 2 points to 62%. Good to excellent, which was close to trade forecasts. However, investors appeared to react to the expected mild weather for the Midwest and bearish technical signals. And the soybeans tumbled with November down about 1.8% for its largest one-day loss in more than a week. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their silver anniversary edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on Superior ClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
August live cattle was up 112 yesterday at 114.30. October was up 60 cents, 113.37. August feeder cattle up, make that down 5 cents at 146.47. And September was down 7 cents at 147.07. August hogs up 55 cents at $82. October was up 80 cents at 67.65. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September up 2 and 3 quarters, 475 and a half. December up 3 cents at 502 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 3 and 3 quarters at 502 and 3 quarters. March up 2 cents at 524. September corn's up 4 cents, 372 and 3 quarters. December up 3 and 3 quarters at 386. August soybeans up 7 and a quarter at 988 and 3 quarters. And September was up 7 and 3 quarters, 993 and 3 quarters. Our cotton futures, October up 95, 69.97. And December up 74, 69.14. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.